The Biden administration wants the U.S. carbon footprint to be at net zero by 2050. As part of that goal, the federal government is offering big incentives to remove carbon dioxide, including from ethanol plants. There are three major pipeline proposals that would capture CO2 from ethanol plants around the Midwest and store it underground. But as Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, while the ethanol industry is fully on board, others question the climate benefits.
In Iowa, ethanol is huge. The state is the top corn producer, and half of Iowa's corn is used to make ethanol, mostly for gasoline fuel blends. The three companies proposing to capture CO2 from ethanol plants and pipe it out of the state say they'll lower ethanol's carbon emissions and help the farming economy. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monty Shaw has dire warnings for the state's ethanol industry if the carbon pipeline projects don't happen here.
If Iowa screws this up, we're in big trouble. We will absolutely lose a huge chunk of our industry and put the Iowa ag economy in a tailspin.
California and some other states have fuel standards that are pushing ethanol to lower its carbon emissions. Shaw says the pipelines will help ethanol stay viable. But there's a lot of controversy over the pipelines, even among farmers. Jeff Rines grows corn and soybeans in northeast Iowa. Practically all of his corn goes to an ethanol plant you can see from his farm.
Here, we're directly west of the Shell Rock Poet ethanol plant, approximately a short mile away.
Rines was skeptical when he first heard of the pipelines. Then he learned that the ethanol plant near his farm had signed onto one of the projects and a pipeline would cross part of his farm.
This is some of the best farmland the good Lord has entrusted us with to be stewards of, and it's just a shame to think that just for private gain that they're going to put that scar across our land.
Reince says pipeline companies are being heavily subsidized while farmers will lose productive ground. There are farmers across the Midwest who agree and oppose CO2 pipelines, largely over property rights and safety concerns. That's bringing farmers and environmentalists together in an unusual alliance. Jess Mazur of the Iowa chapter of the Sierra Club argues carbon pipelines are not a real solution to climate change.
There are tried and true ways to solve our climate crisis that are better uses of our public tax dollars than this questionable technology that, you know, puts risky pipelines in our backyards, that destroys farmland.
The pipeline companies argue capturing carbon is important to getting the U.S. to net zero emissions. Navigator CO2 is proposing a pipeline network from South Dakota and Nebraska east to Illinois. Spokesperson Elizabeth Burns-Thompson says Navigator will capture 15 million metric tons of CO2 each year.
We will not meet our goals if we don't institute a variety of tools and tactics, carbon capture being one of those. Is it the golden key? No. But when partnered alongside other developments, investments, tools, technologies, that is how we make true progress, and we do so in a quantifiable fashion.
University of Minnesota engineering professor Jason Hill says, yes, there may be some calculated reduction of CO2.
But when you zoom out and look at the broader implications of pumping that carbon dioxide underground, the picture doesn't look so rosy.
Hill says greenhouse gases will be used to move the CO2, and long-term, these pipelines perpetuate using fuel for transportation.
When in fact, we know that vehicle electrification using clean electricity sources or cleaner electricity sources can more quickly get us to our carbon reduction targets.
Still, the Biden administration sees both electric vehicles and carbon capture as key to curb emissions. All three pipeline companies are working to get easements from landowners across the Midwest and state permits. I'm Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.